This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is a Federal Reserve tradition to publish something important with a drab little name. The so-called Beige Book comes out later today. It's a status report from the 12 regions that make up America's central banking system. Let's check in on this with Mark Vintner, senior economist with Wells Fargo. He'll have a preview. Morning, Mark.
Good morning.
This is a economic status report, right?
Yes, it's a status report. They look at all of the Federal Reserve's districts.
So what are you expecting?
Well, I think what we're going to see is that the economy continues to improve, although at a relatively sluggish pace. But the base that the economy is improving on is broadening. There's more industries and more regions that are doing better.
Now, it's my understanding that you're done, Mark. You're done with all this talk about Federal Reserve tapering, that is, ratcheting back its bond buying program to stimulate the economy.
Yeah, I think they're absolutely going to do it. I think they're going to announce it at the September FOMC meeting, and that they've already paid for it. The markets have already anticipated. Businesses have anticipated. Consumers have anticipated it. We saw mortgage rates come up and new home sales come down, and some folks canceled their purchase contracts. To not do it would just add more uncertainty to the economic outlook. And the Fed doesn't need to do that. They're trying to remove uncertainty.
And since it's all priced in your view, it won't be a cataclysm when it starts to happen, is what you're saying?
No. It's already been paid for. Go ahead and do it. And I think the markets will probably initially rally. I think they'll probably see it as a good sign that the Fed is moving forward and they can finally see monetary policy beginning to normalize.
Mark Vintner at Wells Fargo. Thank you very much.
Good to be with you.